You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Here's the 0-2. Cut on and missed. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win. Thank you for listening to Yankees Baseball. Have a good night. And A-Bob from A-Rod. Robbie Cano, a don't you know? Can you imagine?
Hi, fans. Welcome back to Pinstripes and Bright Lights. I'm John Sterling. Each episode, I'll share one of my favorite memories from my years with the Yanks and with other teams. But before I do, we'll open the mail and read a letter from you, the fans. Today's letter, and it really is some letter, it comes from Bob in Connecticut. Dear John, I call you John because I feel like I know you personally after all these years of watching Yankees play baseball and listening to you announce the games. I'm writing to tell you about one of the best years of my life, 1996. By the way, Bob, me too. In the early part of the year, my fiancé and I went to New York City to the Diamond District to trade in all of our old rings and gold to buy an engagement ring for her. I had not officially proposed yet, as I was planning something big. I came up with the idea of having my proposal on the marquee board at Yankee Stadium. I sent my $50 in to set it up for April 9th, opening day, Yankees-Rangers, Andy Pettit on the mound. I bought 4 tickets for my girl and our 2 sons. We live over 2 hours away, so we started out at 8 in the morning. It was raining and snowing and cold. I'm worried they were going to cancel the game. How would I reschedule my announcement? We had seats in the upper deck. We were freezing cold and wet, but they did not cancel the game. An aside, that was the very famous game. The Yankees won. Pettit pitched, and they played in a snowstorm. That game I really do remember. About midway through the game between innings, on the marquee comes the words, "Diane, you are my friend and lover. Will you marry me, Bob?" I got down on one knee and pulled out the ring. Of course, she said yes, and 56,000 people around us were cheering. Now, that same year, the Yankees are in the World Series. It's the Wednesday before Game 6, and I told my foreman at work I was planning to go to Game 7. He told me, "Bob, they're going to win it in 6. So I said, "I won't be in tomorrow." My oldest son and I went to Game 6. No tickets. We bought scalp seats between third base and home and watched the Yankees win the World Series. Another Yankees memory in a year I will never forget. And on this podcast, Pinstripes and Bright Lights, believe me, I will tell you plenty of stories from that year, 1996. It's, as they say, our favorite year. Well, I certainly have been lucky enough to be so closely involved in Yankees Red Sox, which basically is the greatest rivalry in the game. I mean, there are other rivalries, you know, Michigan, Ohio State. But Yankees Red Sox, because it's gone on for so long and because they play so many games, there were 2 years in 2003 and 2004 where because of the games you play within the division, 18 or 19 against each team in your division, and then the seven-game postseason, these two teams are playing 26 games a year. So there's a lot of background, but the background goes, obviously, a lot further back. Well, it really goes back to the owner of the Red Sox, Harry Frazee, in the late 19-teens, a Broadway investor, was putting on a show that really worked called No No Nanette, and he needed money, and he sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees. So I guess if you said, well, that's where it begins. In 1949, the Yankees are a game out. The Red Sox come to Yankee Stadium for the final Saturday and Sunday. The Red Sox take a 4-0 lead on Saturday. Whoa. And the Yankees rally, and a rather obscure outfielder, Johnny Lindell, hits a home run. And the Yankees win 5-4, and they play Sunday at the stadium. Anyway, the Yankees win the game, and they win the first of the five straight pennants in World Series under Casey Stengel. But my personal memory is one I'll never forget. In fact, when I got Tito Francona's book, and Tito was then in Cleveland, and I brought the book in, and I told him this story, and I swear to you, it's a true story. And the Yanks and Red Sox had a rainout or so. So what would have become a four-game series, what they call wraparound, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday, became a five-game series. The Yankees and Red Sox always played on a weekend. I mean, they changed the schedule for TV. And so we played a twi-nighter on Friday. And we played a Saturday early afternoon game. We played a Sunday night game, the old ESPN Sunday night 8 o'clock game drives you nuts. And then played an afternoon game on Monday. So on Friday night, we play a split doubleheader. And the Yankees won the first game. It went on forever, like all Yankee Red Sox games. My greatest memory of that first game, Derek Jeter came up against Mike Timlin, a very good right-hander who had been very good against the Yankees, and Jeter hit a line drive down the right field line with the bases loaded, a three-run triple, and the Yankees won a very high-scoring game. It took forever. Now there is a period of 3 hours or more between the two games, and I went into the Red Sox press dining room, and I don't know what I ate, but obviously I ate the wrong things. I was eating only to fill time. You know, you sit there with other members of the media, broadcasters, writers, etc., club officials, and you chew the fat, schmooze, and eat. Well, the second game occurred, and I was sick. And without going into this too deeply, the upshot of the story is the second game the Yankees and Red Sox played, the second game, when I got sick, it was the longest nine-inning game in the history of baseball. How do you like that? The longest nine-inning game in the history of baseball. The Yankees won the game. Another, well, you figure a high-scoring game. It went 4 hours and 45 minutes. And there's a nine-inning game. And the Yankees won both. Now, I went back to my hotel room and I somehow got through the night. You figure it ran its course. that I was scared stiff. So I went to the Yankee clubhouse on Saturday. You know, almost no sleep. We got back so late. And we're up for an early game. It's a very early bus in baseball. And they get you there two and a half hours before the game, sometimes 3 hours. And I went to the clubhouse. And I went to the Yankee chief athletic trainer, a marvelous human being named Gene Monahan. If you saw the Yankee clubhouse, the visiting clubhouse in Fenway Park, it's disgraceful. And the place was built in 1912. You never saw a room this small. Can you imagine how many members of the media there for the Yankees? You couldn't turn around. So I went to Gene and I told him what happened. I said, "I you got to give me something." And he said, "But John, look at this place. Come back after you begin your pregame. Come back between the two. The place will be empty then. And that'll help you out." Now in Boston, it's, as I say, it was built in 1912. You have to walk with the people. And it's just a common area. And I, honestly, I was afraid if I went downstairs, I'd never make it back to the elevators. I'd never make it in time for the game. And I'm doing all the play-by-play. And so at a certain time, I'm off on the pregame. And I took the elevator down, battled my way through this enormous crowd that's piling in. And I go to Gene, and he says, "Okay." He says, "Hold on a second, I'll give you something." So he goes back and whips up something in a cup. And he said to me, drink this. And don't drink anything else for 30 minutes. I guarantee you'll be okay. Now, I've used this story to tell my four children, and when they were little kids, you know, didn't want to take their medicine, I told them this story. So I go out of the clubhouse. Now I'm in with the middle of a million fans, and I take a little sip of this, and it was the worst, most vile concoction I ever tasted in my life. Ugh. And I thought to myself, "Oh boy, this is going to work." It was so vile. That's what I told my kids. Take your medicine. Honestly, it'll work. I don't care what it tastes like. So anyway, the minute I took a sip, I really knew it would work. And so then I quickly swallowed the thing in one gulp, battled my way through the crowd, got upstairs to broadcast the game, and I was all set for the weekend. And by the way, the Yankees won all five games. Thanks for listening, everyone, and be sure to come back for more baseball stories, Yankee stories, or sports stories. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to subscribe and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find all the episodes online at pinstripespodcasts.com. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.
Download and subscribe to Pinstripes and Bright Lights on radio.com and the radio.com app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.